The song says, "My God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep you in the valley. Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength when I've been weakened. Praise His holy name." Come on, clap your hands and give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah. Let's do it together, everybody. Say, "My God is awesome." Say,
"My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain."
Say, "My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever He will reign.
Oh,
Praise the Lord, everybody. How many of you testify that we serve an awesome God? Has He kept you in the valley? How has He strengthened you when you're weakened? God is a good God all the time, every day. He's awesome. In His presence, there's peace. In His presence, there's joy. In His presence, there's victory. Therefore, seek the presence of God all the time because He's available. He says He'll never leave you, will not forsake you. Our God is awesome. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Put your hands together if we have our announcements. This is Barbara Strand. God bless her as we listen.
Good morning. On behalf of Dr. Bronson Gittins, First Lady Evangelist Jimmy Gittins, along with the CBC Ministry Church family, we are so happy you decided to join us today. Take a moment to listen attentively to our announcements. We have service here in the sanctuary, 7:30, 9:30, and 11:30 every Sunday morning. We're known to be a word church. If you need a word, tune in, visit us, join us, and I know you're going to be blessed. If you are wondering if it is too late to bring your first fruit offering, it is not. You may bring your first fruit offering at any time. Pastor will continue to pray over your offering. So bring your best offering and let your request be made known to God. CCLC Africa Program is looking for high school students, college student volunteers to help with K-8 homework. If you are interested, please see Ministry Greg Gittins or First Lady Dr. Jillian Gittins. You may even call 215-764-5194. We are looking for more service directors to support our pastor and help organize the details of the church service. If you have a gift of organization and a willing heart to serve, please consider being a service director. You will be trained on how to help with organizing details in the service. Please see the following: Denise Brown, Sister Melanie Barnett, Sister Ramia Green, Sister Carlicia, and also Sister Denise Royal for more information if you are interested in learning how to become a service director. Please join the Missions Ministry for Mission Sunday, October 26, 2025, for all three services. The Missions Ministry asks if everyone would wear Afrocentric clothing. The theme is, Go Ye Therefore, Matthew the 28th chapter, verses 19 and 20. Hallelujah Night will be here soon, Friday, October the 31st, 2025. This is sponsored by Calvary's Children's Church, 6 to 8 p.m. There will be treats and fun games for the whole family. We are also asking for donations, whether it's treats or monetary. Please see Minister Gabe, First Lady Gittins, or Sister Gittins. Thank you in advance for your help and your support. Join Calvary Baptist Church as we celebrate with our sister church, CBC South Jersey, the 11th church and pastoral anniversary of Pastor Andre Gittins and First Lady Adrian Gittins. This service will take place on Sunday, November the 2nd, 2025. Dinner will be served at 2 p.m. The service in the afternoon will begin promptly at 3:30 p.m. If you're traveling by way of the bus, you're asked to provide a $10 donation. That is Sunday, November the 2nd, 2025. Don't miss this service, or you will miss an entire chapter of your life. The guest preacher for this wonderful service is our very own pastor, Dr. Clark G. Gittins. We look forward to seeing you. Focus on the Family returns on Wednesday, November the 5th. Please bring your children to Bible study. While you are in Bible study, your children will be able to learn the Word in a fun and meaningful way that is relatable to them. That's Wednesday, November the 5th. Focus on the Family returns. Mark your calendar right now, Sunday, November the 9th, at all three services. CBC Ministries in Philly, we are celebrating Football Lovers Sunday. Yes, wear your favorite team's jersey at all three services. We will worship the Lord, have great fellowship and fun. Now don't stay home if you don't have your jersey. We still want you to come out to church. And I know you have your football team in your heart. We look forward to seeing you. That is Sunday, November the 9th, at all three services. Sunday, November the 9th, 2025, is our baptismal service. Join us in the Thomas Fellowship Hall after the 11:30 a.m. service. If you wish to be baptized, please see Minister Gloria Dixon or call the church office at 215-764-5193. That concludes our announcements for today. God bless you and have a wonderful day.
Praise the name of the Lord. One more time. You know, as we get ready for our missions month, this is Mission Sunday, amen? And we're going to have our missionaries do their missions march, and we are so excited about, you know, missionary work. We are going out and touching lives, but we can touch lives right here at home also. Amen? As they get ready, let me just remind you about Football Sunday, November 9th, amen? Praise the Lord. Put on your football attire. Why are the Cowboys fans just so excited about? Praise the Lord. If you're an Eagles fan, put on your Eagles. Steelers fan, amen. If you don't have a team, put on your Eagles. Praise the Lord. All right, God bless us as we enjoy our missions march. Our children are participating in it. Oh my God, we're going to have a blast. Let's go. Mission Sunday.
What's up?
Go!
Come on.
Praise the Lord, put your hands together. Missions. You know, we in time. And we are in agreement with heaven. Because the Bible says, heaven rejoices when one soul comes to repentance. Amen? Through our missions ministry, hundreds of people have been touched. Thousands of people have been touched around the world. And we thank God for everything that God is doing through us in our missions ministry. Amen?